Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast, episode number 344. Seems like just yesterday I was at 342. Well, anyway, one cannot help making the occasional bad joke. Today, wandering around and thinking about a number of, not necessarily specific problems, but things that I've noticed in the last few months that are different, that are behaving in a way that isn't what it used to be or isn't what maybe it was when I was a kid. Not that when I was a kid is the optimal answer to the question, you know, why in fact does that change, you know, matter? The reality is, look, you know, when I was a kid, things were different. We didn't have cell phones. We had long cords on phones. You know, a princess phone was a big deal. You know, everybody wanted a princess phone. And then everybody wanted the touchtone phone because the touchtone phone was a big deal. You know, now nobody even thinks about a touchtone phone anymore. I don't even remember the last time I actually logged into my home phone. It's not a thing that I think about because there are, you know, it's just not things that matter anymore. But, you know, that height neither here nor there. I do use my phone line on occasion when I have to fax something. There are still organizations that like to fax and receive fax and want to work on, you know, on a basis of a hard signature. The state of Maryland is an organization that often demands hard signatures for a number of different documents that you wouldn't normally have to have a hard signature for. But, you know, that is one of those things where if you look at it, you know, that's something that you do or don't do. It's not necessarily something that I'm thinking about right now. Anyway, the couple of things that I'm thinking about. One of the first things that I'm worried about is the reality right now of the disinformation campaigns that are going on. So, as we look at the war in the Ukraine, there's a lot of disinformation out there today. Just a lot. It's really hard to go through that information and figure out, you know, what's fact and what's fiction. A lot of the things are greatly modified by the time they reach the U.S. consumer market. And by the U.S. consumer market, I mean the non-U.S. government-sponsored media. There's just a lot of modification to the information, and a lot of nuancing, and a lot of conversations that are had or held that don't necessarily apply or fail to apply to the actual veracity of the information. So, you know, I struggle with some of the interesting realities that we're seeing in that particular war. The other side of that is also that, you know, there is certainly a painting of both sides going on, and that is getting worse and worse and worse, and I don't know that there is any structure or value ultimately to that as we go forward. So that's the first thing that's kind of bothering me right now is the reality of the war in Ukraine. It's not, you know, it's more of a disinformation war, I think, at this point than anything, and that worries me. The other thing is, you know, in the U.S., I'm greatly worried about the reactions that have happened. On January 6th, we had an insurrection, a horrific response to the perceived slighting or the perceived changing of the election results, which, you know, was bad, but it was violent. Since then, you know, and before that, we had the Black Lives Matter movement where, you know, there were a few violent events and a few things that happened, but that was a much larger movement than the stolen election movement. It was many, many, many more people, and it was a lot less violent overall. There were some violent moments, but you know what? Frankly, that particular movement has, a reasonable right to consider violence as an option, considering the fact that we're talking about hundreds of years of oppression, systematic oppression, as defined clearly in the critical race theories. You begin to look at that and realize there is systematic oppression And there is some anger there. But then since then, the Supreme Court's leaked opinion about Roe v. Wade, there have been peaceful protests. Now, look, people are going to Supreme Court justices' homes and protesting outside their homes, but nobody's breaking into their homes. Nobody's storming their homes and threatening them where they live. They're simply standing outside and protesting the reality of that potential decision. The decision has not been finalized yet. Truly, I hope it isn't finalized, because that will make some of the states, ultimately much more pro anti-abortion positions than they are today. And I find that to be, ultimately, it's really not a state's decision. It's really the person's decision, what they can and cannot do. I think the Texas law is the epitome of poor thinking, particularly since it makes no provisions for women that are raped or raped via incest for that that pregnancy to be terminated. But to me, that just seems like, what are you saying, that you value the life of the fetus more than the value of the woman in the first place? I mean, that just to me is just not an appropriate reaction. And that law makes me sad, because the other side of that law is there's a provision in that law to allow people to actually report someone and receive money for that. That just says, that just says moral superiority. And anytime you legislate morality, you're going to run into trouble. And that particular one just strikes me as, well, a fool's errand. Anyway, those are the two things I'm kind of worried about right now. I think about them frequently. I guess it's ultimately, where I am. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it, and have a great day.